Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Janie Lee Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quit lit authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome, and how are you on this very bizarre week in the UK and probably wherever you are in the world? I've certainly never known anything like it in my lifetime, this fear and panic that is gripping everyone with the coronavirus and all the media stuff around it, and oh my goodness. And obviously anything I say will have changed by the time you even listen to this podcast. So there's not very much I can say other than my feeling is just try not to get caught up in the fear. I really believe that the stuff that the doctor I interviewed, if you look at my website at imperfectlynatural.com, I interviewed Dr. Gemma Newman. I brought you a little clip from it last week. And again, she said, you know, the situation is changing daily, possibly even hourly. But at the time of that recording, just over a week ago, her message was really very, very clear. And it was, of course, take all the precautions that you need to take, but do not get caught up in fear, because fear leads to stress. Fear, isolation, stress, they create these responses in the body which lower immunity, and that's never good, you know, virus or no virus. So I know it's easier said than done, isn't it? But do everything you can to strengthen your immunity and come from a place of love, not fear. Sounds terribly simplistic. I had a really interesting experience this week because I've had a lovely week. So I had a couple of days off work, and I took myself off to the sea to visit a friend to do some writing. Actually, it was a very specific deadline that I have to that I've been working on, and so my friend invited me to go and stay and sort of hole up and get this writing done. And it happens to be not too far from the sea. So, you know, I get to tick that box as well, which is absolutely amazing to be on a blustery beach. It was wonderful. Talk about lifting your spirits. It really does. Anyway, this area where my friend was staying happens to be not too far from where my elderly mum is in a care home. And I'd planned to go and see my mum this weekend. The whole family were going to be going this weekend. And I'm telling you this story for a reason. So I'm at my friend's, and we don't have a car. I went by train. She doesn't have a car. And I kind of, when I got there, I said, you know, I wonder whether I should go see my mum. Probably not, because I'm taking her out at the weekend. So I probably won't on this trip. I'll just focus on my writing. Seems more important to just get the writing done on this trip rather than get buses and trains and goodness knows what. Rather than that, I'll just hole up, do the writing, and then I'll go see my mum at the weekend. That makes absolute sense. So yeah, she agreed. And so all was good. And then on Wednesday morning, I got up early. I did a whole batch of writing. I was really pleased with myself. So I thought, I'll treat myself to a coffee. I'll pop down into the little village and treat myself to a coffee. So I walk into the village, I grab a coffee, come out of the coffee shop, was just about to head back to where she lives to carry on with the writing. And I saw a bus come along. And the bus had the destination of where my mum lives on the front. I thought, wow, I didn't even know that a bus went directly there, because she'd said it was, you know, a train and or a couple of buses. So there's this bus with the name of the town where my mum lives. So suddenly I just had this thought, you should get on that bus. So I did. Hopped on the bus. When I told my daughter this story, she couldn't believe it. She said, you haven't been on a bus in years. I said, I know. So here I am on the bus, spontaneously ring my mum's care home and say, you know, I'll be there very soon. So whatever it was, go and see my mum. On the way, get some supplies that she needs, a few bits and pieces that she needed. And go see her in the care home, give her all this stuff, and wave a goodbye and say, OK, I'll see you at the weekend. We're coming down with the family. Literally, an hour after I left those premises, I got an email to say that they are locking it down and that there's no visitors allowed in the care home. Man, I couldn't believe it. That is the universe looking after me, right? And my mum. How incredible. It was so bizarre. It was really a case of listening to my intuition, because it meant that not only did I get to see her, and goodness knows when I will next, but that she got her supplies that she needed. And goodness, I would have been really, really annoyed with myself if I'd, you know, missed that opportunity. So there you go. That's been my week. So I suppose the moral of the story is listen to your intuition when something feels really strong. Try and listen to it because, yeah, often it's the universe looking after you. And I had a fantastic birthday celebration last weekend. Some of you may have seen I put on social media. I wanted to have a kind of a little birthday bash, just like a kind of afternoon thing where I invited a lot of old friends, many of whom I haven't seen since I stopped drinking. So I didn't want to do a going out to a bar or a restaurant thing. I wanted to do something quite low key, but obviously I didn't want to involve alcohol. So I came up with the idea of having like a kind of afternoon thing with mocktails and you know, cake and snacks and stuff. And then I got myself all stressed about, oh my goodness, well, you know, how will I present the mocktails, and I can't be making, you know, 30 individual mocktails. So how do I do that? So I'm really grateful to my Sober Club members who gave me some fantastic tips, because I kind of lost it for a bit. And I'm writing these messages saying, well, what do I do if I serve this spirit and I can't be anyway? But they gave me some great ideas. And in the end, it was absolutely fabulous the way it worked out. So it was actually great, because I just got a little blackboard and put a kind of recipe on there and just said, okay, try a shot of one of these and then add some tonic and then pimp your drink. And so we had a little kind of drink station with some a whole bunch of fantastic artisan alcohol-free spirits there. We had sea arch, and I think we had some cedars, and we had some atopia, and we had some Baragio, and then we had some of the darker spirits like Celtic Soul, and we had Three Spirit, and we had then some Sippling ready-made mocktails, and then we had a whole bunch of artisan tonics there, and then obviously a big ice bucket, and then a little pimping station where you could add, you know, a sprig of rosemary or mint or coriander or lemon or lime, a whole bunch of stuff. And it was great. And people really loved it because it was just very different, really unusual. And people loved trying all these unique alcohol-free drinks that they hadn't sampled before. It was great in the end. And I think everyone went away thinking, wow, not only that, they were able to mix their drinks and drive home, right? So, it was great. I'd really recommend it particularly if you're in the early stages of ditching the booze and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I want to invite people to my house, but I don't know what I should do. Do I provide alcohol or ask them to bring alcohol for themselves? Or what do I serve? Then it is a great idea. And of course, you don't need as much choice as I had. You could literally just have one alcohol-free spirit and one tonic and a few bits and bobs. And then, of course, there's alcohol-free beers, and we had some kombucha. And, you know, it was there's so many amazing drinks now that you can share with people who would normally choose to drink. But you find that when they're in that situation and they're faced with these amazing tasting drinks, the response I got was absolutely amazing. I mean, it was only one person kind of walked in and said, I said, oh, what would you like to drink? And was just about to point out the drink station. And he said, oh, I'd like a glass of wine. I said, didn't you get the invitation? And he said, well, I did. I know you're not drinking, but I didn't know I wasn't. But then he was absolutely fine. Loved it, you know. So that was my little birthday bash, which was great fun. We have a fantastic guest today. I've got a whole bunch of great guests lined up, including the Sober Sommelier, Alex, talking about amazing drinks and pairing with food. But I actually am going to run that interview probably next week, because this week it felt just very relevant with everybody talking about the coronavirus and health and well-being and immunity. I just thought it just felt right to bring you This interview that I recorded just a few days ago with a woman called Helena Cavan. I've known Helena for many years. Her background is in raw food, organic gardening, juicing, a whole bunch of stuff. She's also a composer, actually. But she runs, she's the founder of the Milestone Detox. It's a boutique detox retreat. And she's so knowledgeable. It's just amazing when we get together and we're swapping ideas about holistic living. And she really does live and breathe this stuff. So the interview is not about the virus at all, but it's a very generic interview around health and well-being and optimum nutrition. She has a lot to say about how much water we should be drinking. And I found that tremendously useful. I've said before that I kind of recognised when I stopped drinking and I was not taking enough water. I just got into a habit of not drinking enough. And she gives us some, really very strong advice about that, actually. And I think her take on it is really unique. And we are talking about what happens, you know, when you first ditch the booze, the importance of getting good nutrients into your body. Again, I've said many times, it's something I didn't do at the beginning. And now I look back and realize I could have made the whole process easier for myself. I could have felt better more quickly if I had done some of this stuff and put some of this good nutrition in at the beginning. But whatever stage you're at, of course, it never ever hurts to hear this stuff and to hear about these ideas that boost our immunity, particularly drinking water, which, let's face it, you know, that one's free. So it's Helena Cavan. Enjoy the interview. Helena Cavan is the founder of the Milestone Detox and an entrepreneur. Helena, it's so lovely to be able to speak with you. You are so knowledgeable and queen of all things nutrition and well-being and health. And you're going to remind us that we need to drink more water.
Of course so I am. You know what's coming, don't you, Janie? It's lovely to see you again.
I know. I've interviewed you before and, of course, met you several times and had some amazing detoxifying experiences at the Milestone Detox. So we'll talk about all of that. And the water, you know, we joke, we say this flippantly, don't we? Oh, we must drink more water. But actually, I know for you, this is a very big part of what you teach. And it's very interesting for me because I've said many times before, when I stopped drinking, I also forgot to drink water. It was just the most ridiculous thing. At the time I needed it most, because I used to have water every time I had a glass of wine, that was quite a lot of water. And then when I stopped drinking the wine, it was as if I literally forgot. And my body really reacted to that. So I know that the importance of it. But before we get into that, just tell us a little bit about you and the work that you do. And let's get into some of the stuff around boosting immunity, which feels very relevant right now.
Sure. So I run residential juice and raw food detox retreats here in the Cotswolds. And it is just such a pleasure and an honor for me to serve people and to receive them coming to the detox center, where they are at in life, how they are, and just taking them to the next step or the next step according to where they want to go and what they want to achieve with their life. And so because we've got five rooms, we're a boutique center, we're able as a team to devote a lot of time and energy to each of our clients. So it's very, very personal, very bespoke. And we love to serve. We love to love on people and we love to serve. So what I noticed after, you know, within the first 2 years, but now we're 5 years on and we've had hundreds of people come through the detox program, what I noticed is that most people who came to the detox were dehydrated at a cellular level. And so when we weighed and measured them coming in, they were dehydrated. And according to the amount of dehydration would be reflected in how much extra weight they were carrying or their mental mood or their physical symptoms, if they were in pain or if they were needing joints replaced or that sort of thing. So I just began to track a real kind of correlation between what data I was seeing and what symptoms people were reporting and experiencing. So I've never thought of myself as a scientist because I have a background as a music composer. And I've always seen myself as a creative, but all of a sudden I was into kind of pattern recognition and really recognizing the patterns. So it's like, okay, what are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. So, well, we may as well talk about it now then. What can we do about it? Because, you know, thankfully it's a relatively easy fix.
Yes, it is. I mean, if you think of what's going on in the world right now, a lot of people are really frightened about this coronavirus and they're getting very fearful and they're panic buying and all this kind of stuff is going on. And stress burns up our magnesium stores. And when we need to be most resilient, water is the ingredient which keeps all of our metabolic processes working really well, efficiently, and keep us going. So magnesium is an electrolyte. It's a mineral that you need in order to absorb water. So what's happening right now is as people are encountering fear in the atmosphere, whether they're feeling fearful themselves or they're just receiving what's responding, being pumped yeah. out through the media, as this fear, you know, as this fear is kind of in the air, it's really important to protect ourselves, first of all, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, from fear, because I think the greatest thing we have to fear is fear itself. Mm. And I love the quote that Churchill liked to quote, an old man who used to say that I've been afraid of many things in my life, most of which never happened.
Mm. Yeah.
So absolutely. It's like fear is making up the story of what might happen. Yeah. And faith is choosing to believe a different story.
Yeah.
And yeah. So how can we put our bodies into a place where we can factually support believing a different story.
Yeah.
And so we can do that by hydrating ourselves really well, making sure our salts and mineral intake, our electrolytes are very good, and by really boosting our immune systems.
Yeah, absolutely. So starting with the water then, I mean, the obvious question everyone is going to be thinking is, okay, then how much do I have to drink and what kind of water is okay?
Okay, so I'm very concerned at the moment with pollution and with plastics and garbage and that sort of thing. So whilst there are a lot of bottled waters on the market, I don't think it's a sustainable solution anymore. Because for all the best will in the world, with all the recycling going on and everything, there is just still too much garbage and plastic being generated. So I would like to propose that we have a new paradigm of water where we filter our water and then we energize and revitalize that water. And the thing about transforming tap water into spring water makes it a much more sustainable solution, both for the body as well as for the planet. So we've been working now with a water technology company called Grandeur out of Austria. And so people can buy the Grandeur accessories and have a simple filtering system for their tap water, either, you know, plumbed into the sink or plumbed into the house, whatever, but just get your water filtered. And then you revitalize and re-energize the water using the Grandeur technology. And that's what we have seen has brought the quickest, most significant results in physiology with people because of their body's ability to rehydrate using the Grandeur water.
Yeah. And we'll give links to your site, to your website. Yeah. How much should we drink then? I mean, we hear, you know, people talk about 8 glasses a day or 2 liters or, you know, what should it be? I mean, one thing that springs to mind, while I totally get this, the other bit of me sort of thinks, but years and years ago, you know, when my, I don't know, I mean, my husband sometimes says to me, hold on a minute, you know, I didn't carry a water bottle around with me everywhere I went, and neither did my mum or whatever. So what's changed? Or is it that we've always been getting it wrong, as it were?
There is a really good film on YouTube right now called Resonance. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't.
R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. And it is beautiful. It's very, very logical. And basically what the film is talking about is the pollution from mobile phone towers and electrosmog. And basically what that's saying is that in the last 25 years, the output, I don't remember numbers exactly, but what they were saying is that it has increased by a million times in the last 25 years. So what are the pollution that our bodies are having to cope with today?
Right.
Is completely incomparable to anything that has ever existed before in, right, in the history of the world and humanity. And I really like how in the film they build the logic. But what's really sad is the consequence of this incredible amount and powerful electrosmog and microwave kind of waves in the air is resulting in the birds, the bees, and the butterflies disappearing. Mm. And it's like we have no world without those creatures. So basically, to answer your husband, I would say no, 25 years ago, the environment was very, very different. But today, our bodies are under invisible stress, unlike we have ever known before. And more people are stepping forward, experiencing the symptoms of this hypersensitivity. And what I like about this documentary is it has, I think it's British actually, and it has a British A&E doctor who actually knows how to diagnose hypersensitivity. And she's talking about what she is seeing coming into the emergency room of our hospitals, where, wow, people are just like going crazy because they don't know what's going on with them. Mm. So now more than ever, we have to make our own bodies as resilient as we possibly can.
Mm. And who would have thought that water can help with that? I mean, it seems a bit too simplistic, actually, doesn't it? But anyway, how much do we need?
Yes. So the people to ask how much water you need are always the nurses in the hospitals, because when you go to hospital and you have an operation, and you pee in the little pan, they measure how much fluid is coming out of you. And then they measure and make sure that they put the right amount of fluid into you. So it's actually a science. And the science is based on body weight. So if you drink half of your body weight in ounces every day, that is about what you need. And remember that hydration isn't just drinking plain water. Hydration is also drinking high water content foods, which,
yeah, we'll get onto that in a moment. Let me just ask, yeah, you then. So because there'll be people thinking, I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Okay.
How many glasses of water would you drink?
Okay. So let me share. I'll just get my calculator up. Let's get the calculation up. Okay. So most here in Britain, most people know their weight in stone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So say somebody is 10 stone.
Yeah.
Then you want to times that by 14, and that will give you your pounds. So you weigh 140 pounds if you weigh 10 stone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the first thing you do is you divide that by 2, and that gives you 70, and yeah, that is half of your weight in ounces. So you need to be drinking 70 ounces of water per day. Well, what the heck is that? So what I do is, I know that a typical tall glass of water is 16 ounces.
Okay.
16 ounces and a pint are around the same amount. So what, yep, I do is I then divide the 70 by 16, and that tells me how many glasses I need to drink a day, which is 4, which is about 2 liters.
Yeah. Yeah. And can we drink too much?
Okay, so water is all about the electrolyte balance. So you have to have enough minerals in the system, as in salt, in order for the cells to have the potassium and sodium exchange correctly. So yes, if you drink too much water and you don't take in your electrolytes, which are the salts, then when you are peeing for England and peeing out all of that water, then with that water that you're peeing out are going the minerals. So then you can end up with an imbalance.
Yeah.
So what Dr. Batman Glitch says in his body, Your Body's Many Cries for Water, is he says we should take a pinch of salt, put it on our tongue, and let it melt for every 2 liters of water we drink.
Wow. Okay.
Another book that book has been around for a long time. Yeah. Another book that came out 2 years ago is this book called Quench. And this is by a New York doctor and an anthropologist named Gina, who I know. And this is a very, very good book on rehydration. And what they recommend is that you start the morning with your lemon water and a pinch of salt in the lemon water.
Interesting.
So as long as you've got a good pink Himalayan salt or a good highly mineralized sea salt. I've at the Get Well Exposition, which was put on by the What Doctors Don't Tell You in London a few weeks ago, I had the great privilege of listening to Dr. Sarah Myhill. And her website is such an encyclopedia of information. I mean, she's so... such a socialist doctor.
I must interview her actually for the podcast. It's a great suggestion.
I can introduce you to her because I've worked with her now for 5 years. And so she has a sunshine salt mixture that she has made.
Wow.
So after the show, I went up to her and I'm like, Sarah, please could I buy some of your sunshine salt to sell to my clients? And she's like, yes, absolutely. So I'm going to start selling her salt because it's a special formula of all of the electrolytes that the body needs in order to stay.
Great.
Yeah, so I don't want to get too geeky on you.
let's talk about foods then, and you know, moon boosting foods, as you say, these foods that are also high water content, which is also incredibly important. And again, when people have stopped drinking, this is when they need to not only drink the water, but start putting in this good nutrition to try and recalibrate everything. So I know that we're all individual, but what are some of the kind of generic things that you would recommend for everyone?
Well, the thing is that when you drink a lot of alcohol, it really depletes your body of vitamin B, of magnesium, and alcohol by nature is very acidic.
Yeah.
So the very, very first thing when someone is coming off of alcohol and staying off of alcohol is alkalize the system.
Yeah.
And you do that by eating alkaline foods. But you can also take alkaline salts.
Yeah.
And I really like Dr. Young's pH Hour salts, which you can buy, on Amazon. I always keep them in stock in the detox as well, just to help bring more alkalinity into the system to help it recover from the huge amount of acid that it's been having to cope with. And then and thirdly, of course, is magnesium, because alcohol burns up those magnesium stores. So taking a good magnesium supplement. So I always, suggest to people, and I'll send you the PDF so that they can have those four things and they know what exactly to buy. Yeah.
But I'm guessing that in terms of the foods, we want, dark green leafy veg and all of that stuff going in, which again, when you've been drinking for years, often your diet is terrible. And
yes.
and if you're feeling quite anxious, and also, of course, many people are craving sugar and everything is all over the shop. We feel really quite chaotic and quite down. And so the easiest thing is to reach for carbs or sugar, whereas actually what you're saying here is this is a time when you've really got to get this sort of dense water-rich foods in. So
yes.
what would you recommend? I mean, would you recommend juices and smoothies and lots of vegetables and eating a rainbow, as the expression goes?
I think that, if someone's really in repair mode, so they've come off of alcohol and they're really in repair mode, then at this point you want to get high doses of nutrition into you, which is what smoothies and juices do. Because there's no way you could sit down and eat 2 kilos of greens.
Yeah.
Whereas you can easily shove 2 kilos of greens through a juicer and you know, and if people don't want to make the juices themselves, they can buy the juices from Rosie at the Healthy Juice Company. She'll send them to you in the post. Or, you know, you can make a smoothie really easily with the blender. So it's just about getting those high doses of nutrition into you,
yeah,
which is your celery, your cucumber, your lemon, which is alkalizing, your spinach, your kale, your chard, your herbs, parsley, watercress, rocket, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, excellent.
So then let's talk about resilience and immunity.
Yeah.
So I was very blessed that David Wolf came and stayed with me a couple years ago when he came to the UK. And, you know, he comes to England every year and every other year and does a conference, and he's going to be coming this May. And so he introduced me to shaga. And have you had shaga, Chaney?
I haven't. I know about it, but interestingly, I haven't had it. Just tell us how you spell it for anyone just listening to this.
Okay, so it's C-H-A-G-A. Mm-hmm. And what I love about shaga is it is a British product. So the company that supplies this for me goes and harvests the shaga in a sustainable way in Scotland every year. And look, it's these...
Are they basically mushrooms?
Well, what it is it's kind of like wood, okay? Yeah. And there are these kind of dark chunks of this woody substance. So it's actually this kind of conker that grows on the side of silver birch trees. And what it does is it takes the magic and the power of the silver birch, which is the betulin, right, and it slowly, slowly digests it and uploads it into its kind of woody thing, woody nature.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you put it in like a slow cooker, bring it to the boil every day, and then you drink this liquid throughout the day as you would tea or coffee. And it is the highest antioxidant on earth.
You're going to tell me it tastes terrible, aren't you?
No, it's really nice.
Really?
It's really nice. Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. And in the detox, what we do is we'll slice a vanilla pod and we'll put the vanilla pod in with it. Okay. And then you have this lovely, really dark, vanilla-y hot drink.
Right. And so it's very, so it's really good for boosting immunity then.
The power of it. Absolutely. And it's antiviral, it's anti-cancer, it's anti-everything. So you really want to be taking in those things that are going to be killing what's trying to kill you.
I call
them my three kill-alls, which is ginger, garlic, and turmeric, and the shaga. Those are things that are antiviral, and they... And, you know, with the ginger and turmeric, just throw that in your juice or your smoothie. And with the garlic, what my mom does is she just chops up a clove of garlic, puts it on a dessert spoon, fills the dessert spoon with water, and then engulfs it.
Wow, that's hardcore. So
well, actually, it's easy, it's quick, and that way you don't have bad breath and you get it in you.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, we could talk for days, Helena, literally, but thank you so much for sharing just a few of your ideas and your tips with us. So just remind us how people can find more information about the Milestone Detox if they want a detox, and then also tell us about the little website that you have set up, or the information you have set up around encouraging us to drink more water.
Sure. So people can get in touch on themilestonedetox.com, all one word. And we called it the Milestone Detox because we have a milestone in the hedge, which is 1 mile away from Winchcombe. So we're based in the Cotswolds, 1 hour west of Oxford, 2 hours west of London, 45 minutes north of Bristol, and 45 minutes south of Birmingham. So we're right in a really easy access location. And we run juice and residential detoxes. I've got one coming up on the 20th of March. And then we do a kind of a monthly dinner as well. So I get speaker in and we'll have dinner together. And that's a really great way to connect and just kind of dig in and ask more questions, have more time. And then what I've done is I've put together a 30-day water blessing. So people can sign in at www.waterforlife.me. And every day I will send an email, which is this beautiful water blessing, which is an encouragement to just drink more water. Because I've had many clients say, oh, Elena, if only you sent me a text every day to just say, drink more water. So today we're going to be working on setting up the text part of it. So we just kind of can set a text for 30 days. It just says, remember, and this is why. So it's really important always to get the why, because if we don't have the why, it's hard to remember or have the motivation to, you know, to do it.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you so much. You've been a great guest. Really inspiring. I really appreciate it, Helena. Thank you.
Oh, I hope it's helpful.
So I don't know about you, but I'm off to have a glass of water. And that drink that Helena mentioned, she talks in the interview about Dr. Axe. She also gave us some exclusive content. She also did an exclusive interview for us in the Sober Club. So I can't remember which interview she mentions it in. But anyway, she recommends this fantastic drink. And I'll just read you the ingredients. So you've got it to hand. So it's a great detox drink. So it's a glass of warm or hot water. So you want sort of 12 to 16 ounces of warm water, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, half to 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, a dash of cayenne pepper, and a teaspoon of raw local honey, obviously, unless you're vegan, that's optional. And then, so you just make sure the water's warm, mix all the ingredients together, and serve it as a warm, hot drink. Or, as Helena said, you can actually keep a jug of it in the fridge. And you can imagine that it's super good for you, you know, super immune boosting and antiviral and all of that stuff. And a great drink. And such a simple idea, because you know, I already have lemon and ginger all of the time, but I never think to add apple cider vinegar. And of course, many of you will know that I've spoken many times about apple cider vinegar being great for reducing cravings as well. So it's a really good thing to have when you're in the early stages of booze ditching. What else can I tell you? Oh, the really hot news is that the retreat at Inner Guidance, July 31st, 2nd of August, is sold out. Oh my goodness, how amazing. It's sold out. So thank you so much to those who booked and those who wanted to come and just hadn't got to book it yet. Number one, make sure that you're on the waiting list in case anything changes for anyone. And also, we will put another date in the diary. So please register your interest and we'll put another date in the diary. But the Champneys retreat still has lots of spaces. So I've been focusing on the one at Inner Guidance. But the Champneys retreat is the 13th and 14th of June. That's an intensive kind of well-being break, and we do all sorts of great stuff on there. So if you are able to come on that Champneys retreat, 13th, 14th of June, it would be fantastic to see you. Go to thesoberclub.com and click on events and you'll find all of the information there. With my other hat on, some of you know that I do my Platinum Awards every year, which recognises the best in holistic living, in natural products and eco products, sustainable products. And we've just opened up. So if that's you, if you have a business, then have a look at that. Or if you know someone who you think should enter the awards, because the real point of the awards is not just so that a company or brand can win and have a sticker on their product, although of course that's nice. The real point is that I love raising awareness of all these amazing choice that there is now. You know, I've said before that years ago when I wrote my first book, there was like 5 brands of natural makeup, you know, 5, and I had to really search to find them. And there were only, I don't know, 30 natural skincare brands. I mean, we are talking 13 years ago, but even so, the change is just incredible. And now we have just such a wealth of amazing natural, organic and eco products. And I'm not just talking about skincare. We have, you know, great supplements and we have products to clean the home with and mother and baby stuff. And then, of course, in addition, I love encouraging practitioners and experts to enter the awards, obviously well-being based, and authors. And it doesn't matter if you're published or self-published. It's about the content. So for me, these awards are me kind of spending the, I don't know, 5-6 months across the online judging process. It's all done online. Doing as much promo as I can to sort of share knowledge of these great products. So it's great for raising awareness of good natural products. And we've got some very cool judges. We've got Glynis Barber on board, who runs the In Sync Diet, actress Glynis Barber, of course. Cary Grant, who many of you know from TV and radio work. And Joe Wood, the lovely Joe Wood, the holistic guru. And of course, yours truly. So check out platinumawards.co.uk. We will also have a reader's vote. So if you're not brand, but you love using natural products, then you'll get an opportunity to nominate a brand that you really like. And we'll enter you into a prize draw to win a whole bunch of selected goodies. We'll also have a pop-up shop in September at Hello Love. So that will be really exciting. So there'll be an opportunity to actually sample some of these fantastic products. So I really hope you'll get on board one way or another with that. I really do think that, you know, the more I do this work, I see people, you know, they ditch the booze, they go through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster in many cases to start with. And then they kind of emerge as if the sun is coming out, and then start to want to look at everything else. It flows so naturally that you just become much more open to living more holistically, to looking at the whole picture. It suddenly doesn't feel right to be constantly using a whole load of chemicals and toxins on your body, or eating really rubbish food, when you're living life in technicolor, which is what happens when you ditch the booze. Of course, it's been very interesting recently, hasn't it? Reading all the stuff about hand sanitizers and how they absolutely must be 60% alcohol. Great. What a great use for alcohol. Hand sanitizer. I'm only joking. You're not meant to use regular alcohol. It's rubbing alcohol, which people use for hand sanitizers. But anyway, better that than drink it, right? So thank you so much for listening. And do check out the blog posts on the Sober Club. We're always updating new blog posts there. We do have a free PDF if you want to sign up to get my regular emails. There's a PDF called Sobriety Rocks and Self-Care and Sobriety. And there's another one on 5 reasons to do an alcohol-free challenge. And just back to what I was saying at the beginning of this podcast, my top tip, my self-care tip, is to immerse yourself in positivity now more than ever. Yes, of course, you must do whatever feels right for you with all of this stuff going on. And depending on where you are in the world, you may not have a lot of choice right now. If you're in Italy, you certainly won't be having a lot of choice over what you choose to do right now. But what you can choose is your attitude. That's one thing that we can all take responsibility for, and we can all choose positivity, and we can all choose to reduce the fear, and also to be kind. You know, the thing that is, I suppose, freaked me out the most this week, this week of madness in the UK, has been the panic buying and the bulk buying. And I'd been reading about it, and I didn't actually believe it until my husband went to a local supermarket. And this is a supermarket that is, you know, like a small town. I mean, you're talking the most massive supermarket. And he went in at, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And literally, there was not one toilet roll in the store. And I'd been reading about this and I didn't really believe it until I heard it for myself. I mean, seriously. But it's just actually not funny. It really is not funny, because, you know, there are people who are elderly and they can't shop online and they can't drive to other shops or whatever. And so I think above all, you know, we have to be kind. We have to come from a place of love and kindness, and buying, you know, a garage full of loo rolls for yourself is not really very kind. So that's my parting shot. That's the first time I've ever mentioned the word toilet roll on the podcast. Oh God, I hope it's the last. It'd be good, wouldn't it? I look forward to speaking to you same time next week. I've got some great guests coming up, as I've already mentioned, the Sober Sommelier. That's a fun interview. We're going to be featuring Bucha Kombucha. And on that note, you can win a case of Bucha. Check out, if you go to the Sober Club, it will give you the link to imperfectlynatural.com where you can win a case of such gorgeous kombucha. It really is lovely, beautiful bottles. We'll be bringing you a podcast on that as well. Lots coming up. You know where to find me on social media, at Janie Lee Grace. And on Facebook at Janie Lee Grace Loves. And of course, you know, Sober Club is open for membership. You are very welcome to come join us. We have a load of amazing stuff going on in there. As I've already said, many of our podcast guests offer us an exclusive bit of content. We've got a great bit of content from our guest today, Helena, on how to use adaptogens to boost your immunity. So we do have some really great stuff in our membership portal. So do check that out if that's of interest, whatever stage you are at. And if you are doing this hard booze ditching thing, then give yourself a big hug. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Janie Lee Grace. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, share on social media, and tune in again.